This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Ascension Parish Representative Tony Bacala brought a constitutional amendment seeking more cuts to deal with state budget shortfalls, cuts to state worker paychecks.
This adds a level of personal responsibility on every employee of the state and every division head, which is, if you don't help us balance the budget, it's a 1% cut to the end of that fiscal year.
Bacala, a Republican freshman, says this would give lawmakers some leverage with department heads who claim there's nothing more they can cut.
Either you find me some places you can cut money in your budget, or you may see everybody in your department, including you, have your salary reduced by 1%. People are expecting us to do something different than what we've always done before, and this, I think, sends a clear message that we get what is expected of us.
Representative Jerome Zarang of HOMA objected to the message.
It sends a message that if there's a problem, a deficit, it must be the state workers or the state government that is the problem.
Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger said,
you don't see an NFL football team spending less money on players when they go 2-14. They actually invest in areas that will improve that. And so the answer is not always a reduction.
As originally drafted, the bill also prohibited filling any vacancies when there's a budget shortfall. Stonewall Representative Larry Bagley wanted to know if this includes state universities.
If Les Miles gets fired, does that mean we can't fire a football coach?
Bacala said that was covered.
The governor can decide if we replace the coach or not.
The vacancies provision was amended out, with the measure now headed to the House floor. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.